KTR 101.9 FM.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben, and I am joined tonight by the fantastic Lisa Joyce from the band Joyce Island.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay on the little headphone? Perfect.
Golden.
Thanks so much for coming out.
My pleasure.
And welcome to UBC.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show.
For sure.
You were on the show, you remember when? Like a year ago?
Yeah, it was almost a year ago. It was almost a year ago to the day, actually. It was just before I put out the record in April, mid-April. So, yeah.
Right.
Pretty darn close to
and, here. And you played a couple songs on the show back then.
I did, yeah. I did three live songs then. It was good times.
And then we came in and chatted a bit.
Yeah, that was the night I lost my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we had to do the Find My Phone app.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was kind of, was it a bit stressful, a little bit?
Well, just like I didn't know how to call you. I thought I was going to be late and I was tripping out.
Right.
And,
it sucks to lose your phone, though. Like I can't imagine losing my phone.
Just sucks. I dropped it in a puddle when I was like running in the rain with my amp and my guitar to get upstairs. And then I'm like, shit, I don't know where he is. Like, I don't even know what room I'm going into.
Yeah, because I would be frazzled. Like, and then you had to go play a show and play live on the radio.
It was good, though.
But luckily, phones now... Apple phones, Androids even now, like you can actually like go on a website and say find my phone.
Totally. Like we did.
Yeah. And yeah. You did. You just went on the computer and you click on find your phone and then it tells you sort of where it was.
Yeah, it told me specifically where it was.
Yeah.
It was at the UBC gym.
And then so what happened?
Yeah, and then I just ran down, got it, and then
blew it. Like did you just felt like was it just on the floor?
Someone found it in a puddle and dropped it off to the UBC gym, not knowing like whose it was or where.
Oh,
it came
so you just
from.
Went to like the reception desk,
yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, and they're like, "Hey, we got your phone."
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, "Sweet, I love this app."
But then the other story that I didn't realize was that there was a gentleman that you roped into helping you.
Oh my god, yeah. So I don't even remember how that all went down, but I was sort of in a panic and I didn't have my phone and this guy was walking by and he could see me totally flustered, like looking through my bag, looking for something. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. I just lost my phone and I was supposed to be on the air like 5 minutes ago. And so he totally became entrenched in the problem and was like running around. I think he was the one that was doing that I found, like find my phone thing, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't know each other. He just kind of like came like the Superman guy and like saved the day.
I thought you brought a friend that was coming to help you.
I didn't even know his name. I think it turned out to be Sam, but okay. I didn't know his name at the time.
So, yeah, like, I think he did, yeah, okay. So, yeah, because you came in and you didn't find your phone, and then you went back, because, well, yeah, we came in, so, I lost my phone, and then we go, we can probably look it up somewhere, and then he was helping you find it.
Yeah, he ended up being the hero of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Because you're lucky that you have your phone, because one of my friends actually just lost her iPhone, and someone just stole it.
Oh, bummer.
And
such bad karma.
Yeah, and then it just, she had to buy a new one, which sucks, and it costs a fortune, and you don't really want,
I know, and you have all your contacts and all your photos, and like, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, just
your whole world.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. But so hold on to your phone, and where is your phone now? It's perfect. It's in my
hand.
Right.
Kids, look, hold on to your phones.
But now it's now back to music instead
yes.
of
yes.
instead of phones. So your album came out I guess last year, but you are going to be going on tour?
Yeah, I'll be going on my second Cross Canada tour to support the record.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And why don't we, before we talked about that, play a song at least.
Let's do it.
About it, and then we'll come back and talk about the tour, maybe and other things as well.
Sounds good.
Which track do you think I should be playing?
Let's go for track number three, Forgiven.
All right, let's do that. And this is Joyce Island on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And we're back now with Lisa Joyce from Joyce Island. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for
having
me.
And that is a song called Forgiven. Is there a, I don't know if I don't remember if I asked you about that song last time. Is there any particular idea behind that song?
Yeah, I would probably say I was going to make a poor joke and say it's a Christian song, but it's not. I just want to say that it's not. I guess it's, how do I answer that? I guess you could say it's a song about reflection and wondering how much time you wasted before you decide to do a U-turn in your life and turn things around.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it based on a life
personal experience
yeah. or something that you
yeah, you could say that.
You've been meaning, you know, in the past that took a while for you to owe up to and change direction, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want like a specific example?
It's up to you. If you want. Something fun. It doesn't have to be super serious.
But okay.
Or it could be super serious.
It's funny because before I decided to do music more seriously, I was working a corporate day job. And it's funny because I, you know, you have like the sweet corner office and an assistant and all that stuff, but you're pretty miserable inside if it's not what you like to do. I was just talking to a friend about that today. And so I guess you can say that song is a bit about like being like, what am I doing? Like, seriously. And having that wake up call and being like, you know what? I got to change things up.
Right.
So that was it wasn't that long ago, but it feels like a lifetime ago that I did that. I can't imagine being in like a boardroom and in a pencil skirt and like stuff like that. That just seems like my worst nightmare now.
So you actually have like a corner office with a view.
Probably. I did. I don't anymore. Now I traded it in for meager SoCan royalty radio check payments.
So when did you decide to switch over to concentrate on music?
I recorded the album in like 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. but I was still doing that then. And it's basically just been the last year that I was seriously like, let's do this. Like, let's do mm-hmm. this for real. Like, made a concerted effort to put the album out, like do the release, start taking it a lot more seriously, putting more focus into it.
Okay.
So it's only been a year since that's not even a year since the records come out, and like so much has happened, like so many things that I didn't expect out of it happen, and so now I feel pretty like firmly entrenched on the path.
Right.
Yeah.
Very brave to actually change path like that.
Thank you. Yeah. There's the odd time where, you know, you feel like, what am I doing? But I have like a phenomenal support network, and you know, they guide me and help me out when I'm having freak out moments. And,
right.
And you know, like, if you want to go back to that other thing, you can. It's not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like this is an opportunity I can't really pass up right now. So, and it's working. So I'm just gonna keep rolling with it.
Right. But you must have started with have an interest in music way before you were younger and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, big time.
So like throughout teenage year or younger than that, you've just been singing and playing?
Yeah. So as a kid, like I grew up in a musical family, and so we're from this Ukrainian prairie family. So like family gatherings and things like that always involve like guitar playing and old
Which
country
part of the
music.
Prairies?
Bonneville, Alberta.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know it.
It's a hillbilly town. It's like,
whereabouts is it?
It's near Lloydminster. It's near Cold Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just like this one horse town, and my aunts and uncles like all have farms out there, and so I spent a lot of my youth there plucking chickens and doing stuff like that.
Right.
I just listened to a lot of old country, like Waylon Jennings, Chris mm-hmm. Christopherson, Patsy Cline notably. And so as a kid, I was exposed to all that, and then started playing guitar as a teenager, and was more into like grunge then, like Mudhoney, Sonic Youth,
right.
That kind of stuff. And I mean, I still love that stuff too. And then I guess I just kind of kept going with it. So I never stopped playing.
Right.
Just there were times where
but
I
never
felt
really
like this weird, like I had to do this other thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But never thought of music as something that you would do for like full time.
I guess
more
I had.
Or less,
I always wanted
time.
To, and it always like kind of burned in my heart. But I don't know. There's something to be said about timing, you know? It was just...
Right.
So it's sort of like I didn't really have any expectations around it, I guess is a good way to put it. And then, the last year has been trippy. It's been... I didn't expect, like, all the things that have happened to happen. So I just feel really grateful.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a good, interesting path. And I have no friends in the past who has given up on... who has a real, real job, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
And who has to yeah, it was a huge decision to change, decide whether or not to quit it and go on tour, or yeah. quit it to support it. And yeah, it's always really tough, tough choice, because you're going from a guaranteed steady income to, unfortunately, music is, it's, you know, you don't know.
You just never know.
You don't know. Like, you can get a grant and sort of survive decently, but yeah. you don't know. Like, going from show to show, you could be selling records, or you might not. And
exactly.
Like, who knows? And then you have, and it's a lot of it also, it's an investment too, right? You have to build towards.
Yeah.
You don't, like, you know, you don't just, oh, this is my first record, and go and sell to arenas, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Unless you're like, you know.
Justin Bieber.
As we were mentioning. So.
But yeah, no, it's been worth it. And I just feel really grateful to be where I am. And yeah, I don't really miss the old days.
No. But you got, like, nice view. Someone probably makes you coffee in the morning.
Back then?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So, well, actually, she would, sometimes I, like, buttons would pop on my dress shirt, and yeah. so she would sew them back on.
Oh, wow.
My assistant.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had an assistant, and I don't even know, I feel so weird. Like, even at work, someone that would work, quote unquote, slightly under, but not my actual assistant, but
right.
someone who's my, I don't know, my under me.
Yeah.
I have a hard time telling them what to do.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do you know how to sew? I'm very busy right now. Do you, could you show me how to sew this button back on? Yeah, it felt weird. But especially if they're older than you or something, then
right.
you feel, yeah.
Well, in the music thing, you just have to get yourself some roadies and get
yeah,
ready
man.
For that, and get some manager, and just be like, same thing now. You'll be...
Snap my fingers.
Yeah,
boom.
Once that's done, it's like, I...
Come on, guys. Time's
yeah,
money.
Yeah. Yeah, my pillow's not fluffy enough. Can you fluff it out?
I said green M&Ms in the rider.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So, at least so you're prepared for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, assistant. Okay, so let's talk about the tour that you're going to be going on.
Yes.
You're playing a show in Victoria.
Yep.
To start,
Saturday.
Or is it sort of pretty much the beginning of it, or just a taster,
it's
an appetizer?
It's sort of like the notion is a shore-to-shore tour. So starting in Victoria, come back, play Vancouver, play the Biltmore on Wednesday, and then head to the east and start playing shows all the way there.
Where are you playing in Victoria?
Logan's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, it's fun.
Who are you playing with?
The Faps. It's kind of thrash band from...
Thrash band?
Yeah. From Saskatchewan,
yeah.
somewhere in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
They sometimes get billed with a lot of, like, heavier things. It's like they think that, like, alt country kind of fits with
right.
anything, and in some ways it does. So
okay.
it should be kind of
cool.
It'll be cool.
And sometimes you get the really really good crowds for that too, just because people don't. I find that sometimes people who see different genre gets more excited when they see something that's a little bit different.
Oh yeah, totally. I've played with, like, heavier bands a lot, so I know how to hold my own, so
yeah.
it'll be all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. And you're playing here on Wednesday.
In Vancouver, yeah,
At the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Who are you playing with then?
I'm playing with The Hunting. So it's their album release party that night as well as my tour kickoff, and then a dude named Schuyler Jansen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about in either of them.
Hunting's like kind of a new band, that's my sense.
Okay.
I read somewhere that they're like some new, so yeah, it's their first album, so it should be good. It's getting some good traction, getting some really good, I don't know, CBC radio players.
Okay,
like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it should be a lot of people coming out for that.
Yeah, I think so.
So good time. So after that, when do you head out?
Then I leave Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll like do the show Wednesday, peace out Friday, and then I'll be playing Toronto on the 17th.
Okay.
Then Montreal, then it'll be Halifax and
okay.
PEI, the Maritimes, and then... Yeah, work my way slowly but surely back home.
So you're flying to Toronto?
No, I'm taking the train.
You're taking the train, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're not playing anything in the Prairies until you...
I'm saving the Prairies for Sled Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking the train to Toronto. How long does that take?
4 days.
4 days.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It'll be nice, yeah. It's going to be awesome. So what are you going to do in the first 4 days of not having to play or anything? Are you going to stop over any places for at least a bit, or is it just going to be...
Oh, yeah, no. Via Rail is sponsoring me.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing on the train as well.
Ah, okay.
So it's awesome.
Nice.
So I've been, like, promoting the album as, like, kind of an on
right.
off the train thing.
And I've heard about these Via Rail. Have you done that before?
I did one, yeah. Went right when I did my first tour. I was, like, looking for kind of a cool way to tour the record.
Right.
Especially as a solo artist.
Right.
And anyway, so I talked to them, and we partnered up on it, and then... Yeah, I just, like, lined it up with the shows off the train, so it was cool.
Sweet.
So I was playing, like, just as much off the train. Like, I was, yeah. It was great. You got to see the whole country, got to see the Maritimes. I've never seen that before, which was, have you been to Halifax?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Many times. I love Halifax.
I love it there.
It's fantastic. I've been there 3 times, which is not a lot, but it is.
It is a lot. Vancouver. Dude, people go like all over the world and they haven't seen the other side of Canada, you know?
Yeah.
So it's,
I love
crazy.
It. I went, the first time I went was, I did a Atlantic Canada tour. I flew to basically Montreal and drove from Montreal to Halifax. So we did PEI and, you know, New Brunswick and all that stuff.
Went to so pretty, hey?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a really nice drive. And I grew up just, my dad would just drive us on the Trans-Canada to Vancouver, to Toronto and all that stuff, but he never did go as far as, past Montreal, but...
Right.
But it's totally different because growing up in the prairies, it's like a straight line that you drive, right?
Oh, for sure.
But Atlantic Canada, it's like, it's windy.
Such a weaving, winding way.
But it's like houses throughout the whole...
Yeah.
The entire time on the whole...
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Like old farm-looking houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like out of Anna Green Gables.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The whole house, whereas if you go to Manitoba, it's like farms. You don't see a house. You just see fields of it, you know, just cars and... But, and yeah, it's just fantastic. It's a great trip. So I highly recommended.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to go back to the East Coast. I'm pumped. I got some pals in Halifax now. It's
nice.
Be good.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing the Company House.
The Company. I don't know if I know that place.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah. It's apparently,
there's a lot. I mean, I haven't been to Halifax in God knows, like 8, 9, 10 years. So I was almost going to go to Halifax Pop Explosion last year, but get all my ducks in a row. It's a hard, if you just want to fly out there, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's like cheaper to fly to Europe, which is crazy.
Yeah, and it's longer flight too. Well, not exactly, but.
Almost as much.
Because you have to go across instead of going on top, yeah.
Totally.
But, so you are going all the way there, but on the train, so you get to play on the train.
Yeah.
I haven't been on, I don't think I've actually been on a cross Canada train. So where do you play in the seats or is there
No, there's like an area.
Okay.
There's like an open kind of area,
bar?
Almost like an entertainment area where it's just got like seats and then I just basically sit almost like this mini stage thing and then I just get going and then we like just rock out for like a couple hours. Like the last night that I was on the train, people were so stoked and we just kept going and like playing more music and it went till super late and just turned into like a big old party. It was great.
Huh. And how many artists is on at one time?
Just one. Yeah.
Okay.
So me.
Oh, wow. So you play between like, so you have a schedule at some point.
Yeah, I play like in the evenings usually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Cool. But what happens during the day?
People just chill. Sometimes I play in the day. It would kind of depend.
Right.
We'd get like, let's see what the vibe was. But usually people would want you to play more often. So I just like, if they were into it, which they were always wanting more, I was like, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a barish kind of area? Do they have
drinks? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, people can drink and hang out. And
so they just do that and then they go back to bed or whatever.
At the end of it all, when it's super late, everyone just kind of staggers back to their own little respective train room. And it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, it felt like a time warp being on there. It felt super like you just stepped back into the 1950s or something. And, there's no internet reception, so you're stuck with each other.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You're going to hang out and, sing songs and, play guitar. And it just, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. I love trains. I've taken, just never really in Canada. I've taken some fake ones, you know, like a tourist.
The SkyTrain?
Yeah, the SkyTrain and then the underground thing and whatever. In Winnipeg, there is this one that you can take for like only lasts an hour and it basically takes you somewhere for a really short amount of time and goes back. I can't remember now because I was like in grade 7 or something.
And then you're like, I'm on a train.
Yeah, and that's all I knew because I would like to take the train from, you know, Vancouver to Toronto, but I don't have 4 days, unfortunately.
I know. And it's not cheap either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's the time. But if you have the time, it's so worth it. It was I mean, I've traveled a lot, but it was definitely one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
It's way more
life.
Comfortable, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited to get back on it. It's going to be good. And it'll be a different season this time. It was winter last time, and now it's going to be spring, so hopefully I won't need my parka, and I won't get mild frostbite on my cheeks in Winnipeg this time.
Well, you know, it's still minus something in Winnipeg.
I know. I'm going to bring a balaclava this time.
This year has been kind of insane. But let's play another song from this record.
Let's do it.
Before we go much further. What song should I
Let's go for No Sorrow.
All right, perfect. This is Joyce Island with a song called No Sorrow on 101.9 FM.
It's a blessing and a curse. I've got an old cope, a new world, contented to a fall, until I learn to rise above it all. And it's a dark road for the one who can't forget the things that you've done. And my grave is warm, 'cause I've been dancing since the day that I was born.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, and we're back with Joyce Island on CITR 101.9 FM. We're just briefly talking a bit about Victoria again while we're off the air.
Yeah.
Off the air. Yeah, something like that. And are you going to go try to see some whales at all, or do you have time at all?
I probably won't have time, but if I could make it happen, I would love to. I did a whale watching trip when I was in grade 6, and we only saw a porpoise. We didn't see any whales at all, and just, like, everyone got really seasick and was puking, and so it'd be nice to, like, you know, go back and make a new memory.
Right.
But we'll see. If it doesn't happen, that's cool. Maybe another time, but I'd like to if I could.
Right. Yeah, like I was just saying, I've been to Victoria like a lot in the last couple of years, but I haven't been my first time going was like 5 years ago. And I went to the Wax Museum.
Oh, right, yeah. Did you do that? No, I haven't.
That's all right. Like, have you ever been to a Wax Museum?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the museum or if it was just like they had them there. There's like Luciano Pavarotti and Amy Winehouse and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's kind of, I guess.
Madame Tussauds, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, basically, it's just a room full of these wax looking things. And some of them looks better than others. There's not a lot that you go, oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, like, for sure.
There's probably more like, oh, like you're that's, like, John, that yeah, that's John Travolta. That's a weird looking, yeah. But they
like
have
a deranged John Travolta.
Pretty much. But they have this weird thing, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a horror, grotesque kind of thing where it shows like murders or like histories, like gruesome things.
Okay.
So it's like wax scenes of people's head being cut off and stuff like that.
That sounds rather interesting.
Yeah, that was an interesting
part. I mean,
I
like horror movies and things like that, so that's up my alley.
Yeah, so there's that plot part. So that was
and that's in Victoria?
It's in Victoria.
Oh, maybe I'll go check that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure they still have it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they also have the BC, what is it called? The Natural History Museum? Just the BC, the Royal Museum, the Royal BC Museum.
Okay, yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, and it has like stuffed animals, basically. That's what it is.
That's cool too.
Yeah.
Taxidermy and headless people.
Taxidermy, yeah. And so it's all right. There are little things to do, but it's really weird, yeah. There's. And actually, the first time that I ever went was one of my friends who lived there, who moved there since. I knew her from Vancouver, and I literally got picked up at the ferry, and the whole trip I just got driven around and cooked for. And
that's awesome.
It's fantastic, because I haven't been.
For sure.
And, yeah. So.
Just play helpless. That's what I'm doing, and my friend's going to come get me. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're going to have to show me.
Yeah. Perfect. It's perfect. So you're on your trip this time, compared to last time. Like, what were some of your favorite places you saw on your last winter-ish kind of tour or played or other than Halifax, which I love?
Other than Halifax. In terms of crowd, Montreal was phenomenal. Yeah. Such a responsive crowd. And a highlight of Montreal, hands down, non-music-related highlight, was Schwartz's Smoking House.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they were so rad in there. Like, have you been? It's like amazing.
Yeah, ages. I barely remember. Like, what did you order?
You have to go for the smoked meat sandwich. Yeah. So I did, and they were super nice, and they ended up like playing the album, and they're like, money's no good here. You're part of the Schwartz family now, and so I keep in touch with them, which is pretty cool. And so I'm excited to see my buddies at Schwartz's. So that's gonna be fun. And the crowd there was phenomenal. It was just like really, really supportive audience. And Toronto is always fun. I mean, I spent a lot of time there in my life just because I have family from out there.
Yeah.
But
what did you play in Toronto?
I played at the Rivoli.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was super fun. And lots of buddies out there. The guy that produced my album, Mikey Manville from the band The Manvilles, he's out there. So he's like a big brother to me. So I stayed with him and we hung out and it was good to just catch up. And,
nice.
You know, he's giving me lots of brotherly advice the whole time I was there.
Nice.
Which was funny and weird. But so that was great. I love the prairies. Like, I was, you know, being back in Edmonton, I went back after the show there to my family's farm in Bonnyville.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they took me hunting, and like, because I don't get to do that stuff very often living in the city now.
Right.
So I went hunting, and we skinned coyotes.
Wow.
It was pretty hardcore.
Yeah. So did you do that a lot when you were a kid?
Yeah, like when I would spend time on the farm there growing up, like I'd spend my summers there and a lot of time, like when I wasn't in Vancouver, and I would, a lot of farm tasks, like plucking chickens was my main occupation as a child through the summers.
Is that what your parents do, or just as like
what all my aunts and uncles do, but my mom and dad are like the only ones that kind of went off and done non-farming related things in the city.
So when you do that stuff, you just basically, when your parents send you off to your uncles and stuff, and they made you, or
they're like, get to work, roll up your sleeves, kid.
Right. And is that what they're still doing?
Oh yeah, they still have a farm out there. Everyone has a farm out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, I've never... No, none of that stuff.
Yeah, no, when I got there, it's like I hadn't been there in a couple of years, or maybe a year, and they're like, okay, so we'll wake you up at 5 in the morning, and we're going hunting, and like then you're going to do this and do that, and then in the evening we're going to make cabbage rolls, because we're all Ukrainian.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you get to work.
Huh. Is hunting... Like, what kind of, like, is it
we had
just...
We had a moose tag that day.
Right.
But we didn't see a moose. We saw two male deers, pretty massive ones. One looked like it was going to charge us, and so it was pretty intense. But, no, there was nothing, we didn't get anything that day.
Right. And you just go in, like, what you once if you do get something.
Yeah.
Is it like dinner? That's what it
is. Oh, it's more than dinner. If you get like a moose, like that's like dinner for like 2 years.
For a long time, yeah.
For sure. And for your neighbors.
Right.
For the next 20 miles. Because
my uncle used to get, like he would just bring home all these frozen, like, moose pardons so that his friends who went hunting. And everyone gets a piece, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice. It was just nice to be out in nature and, like, you know, get just really out there, kind of middle of nowhere, see the sunrises and hang out with the family and whatnot.
Yeah. And it'll be summer-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
So we get to do it, yeah.
For sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. So yeah. Times, but I'm trying to think if there's anything
you just
else.
Just excited to shoot something.
That makes me sound terrible. But, no, excited, you know, just excited to play different cities. This time will be cool. I'm playing Prince Edward Island this time.
Like Charlottetown?
Yeah, Charlottetown.
Have you ever been to it?
No. Never. So that'll be fun.
Are you going to go to Anne of Green Gables' house?
Yeah, obviously. So that'll be good. And then I'm playing like Moncton and just playing a bunch of different cities this time. So it'll be good.
PEI, it's super. Like Red Sand, it's fantastic. It's weird to see just the beach is red. Like,
wow.
It's really awesome.
That sounds super trippy. I'm excited.
Yeah. And so what time you will be there? Like pretty much mid-April, eh?
Yeah. End of April. 26th.
Yeah, the beach will be pretty quiet because it's still a cold, but it's good. It means it's easy to get to.
I won't get a sunburn that way.
Yeah. And absolutely. Because when we went, I think we went in end of May, like middle of May, and we went to a beach, and it's obviously a really popular place because the parking lot is, three giant football field worth of it, but we parked like in the second spot because it was too early in the...
There's just no one there.
Yeah, it's cold, but...
That's hilarious. It's good,
but it's still super nice.
I hope Anne's there.
Yeah, what's that?
I hope Anne's there.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of tourists. You know. I didn't actually.
Where are you, Anne of Green Gables?
It's a lot of, but that spot though, actually, there's still a lot of tourists. It's huge in Japan.
Really?
So it's like a huge Japanese tourist spot.
Wow.
Yeah, for whatever reason, that show was huge.
It was a huge deal there.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's a good fun, and then. That's one a good spot. And Moncton has a good record store, I hope, still.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's okay. Like, one of my favorite bands from Moncton, but the city itself, it's kind of like...
What band?
It's a band called Eric's Trip.
Oh, Eric's Trip. Yeah. Of course. They were awesome. I saw them back in the day.
Yeah. They're fantastic. I love them.
Me too.
Named after a Sonic Youth song, if you were...
Oh, yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Totes.
So, so you're going to hit one of those, all those places is going to be fantastic. Any other goals, like any plans of going to the States ever, or just because this is such a sweet deal on the train?
Yeah, so I've been getting the most airplay, like, in Canada, so I've just been focusing on that for now. So just, like, hitting up the country. So that's been good. I mean, that was kind of something I wasn't entirely expecting, so I'm just going to focus on that for now. But I think probably later in the year I'll do the coast for sure and do... and then hoping to get over to Europe by the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So nothing concretely planned there yet, but it's going to happen.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, before the end of 2014, for sure.
Let's play another song and then we'll come back and talk a bit more. Is okay.
Yeah, for Shizzy.
What do you think?
Maybe the first track off the album?
All right. Perfect. Here we go. This is a song called Mercy on Me by Joyce Ireland, and I am talking to Joyce Ireland.
Live away.
a song called Mercy on Me by Joyce Island. I'm here with Lisa Joyce from the band Joyce Island. While the song was playing, we're talking about cold weather.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I love it. Actually, the last couple of days wasn't too bad here.
No, it wasn't so bad.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't like it too hot. But you were saying that maybe in the future, at some point in your life, you might want to go and move.
Somewhere northern. I've always thought of the Northwest Territories or the Yukon or somewhere like that. Somewhere really sunny and cold. And somewhere, hopefully, I know there's not narwhals necessarily up there, but, somewhere where I can go see the narwhals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's really nice and refreshing. It's good. And I like going there in the winter also. Small town especially. I was in Whitehorse a couple months, in February. And it's nice. It seems like everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
And then when the weather's kind of nice, people just go outside and it seems like if there's a band or something that comes to town, everyone sort of
runs stoked on it.
Yeah, everyone goes sees it.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I want to do a trip. Well, hopefully next trip I can do will be to Churchill.
I've been actually that's one of the places I've been really wanting to go.
Just really?
Being from Manitoba, I've just never been. Just because I'm from the same province, it's still really hard to get to.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely on the bucket list because you can see narwhals and belugas, killer whales, polar bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a safari for the north.
Yeah, anywhere up north at some point. But it just, you have to, it's not like one of those things where you can just hitch a ride you got to plan it out. And
Train or fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like that. I kind of want to go to Flin Flon, Manitoba.
For sure. My parka is made in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got this old school parka made of God knows what animal. It says it's made in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
And it's a nice parka.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah.
I almost had it stolen many times. One time someone tried to steal it and I called 911.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait, so...
I was at Richards on Richards when it was still there.
Right. And did someone steal it as in they just grab it off you or they stole
Gave me the wrong ticket back for the coat check and then they said, this is your coat and they gave me some crappy coat and I'm like, that's not my
really?
Coat, my beautiful parka. And they're like, nope, that's your coat. And then I probably jumped the gun a little bit, but I ended up calling 911 and then I got my coat back.
So what did they do? They go look harder?
The cop showed up and it was a woman and then she's like, what's going on? And I explained it and then I got my coat back. She's like, that's a really nice coat. Like I would have totally done the same thing.
Yeah.
So I got my coat
back. But why would they? Because then, so even if someone, you got a crappy coat, but what if that person really liked that, I kind of feel like if you go to coat check and you said it's not your coat, they will find a right man. Or maybe it's very common for people to
walk away with a coat that's not theirs.
The claims, I don't know. So it must be because why would, I don't know.
It was weird. It was fishy and I didn't like it.
Unless the person working at the coat check really wanted your coat.
That's what I think it was. She's like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. And then all of a sudden when the cops came, she knew what I was talking about.
I want to see this coat.
Yeah, I'll bring it in next time I'm on the show in the winter.
Yeah, okay.
I'll coordinate my next album release for the winter and then wear the coat next time we talk.
Yeah, no, it's
done.
It's a coat that
it's a legend.
The 911 coat.
Yeah. It's the 911 coat.
Yeah.
It's an emergency.
I'm sure it works great and it'll be perfect when you go to Churchill or you can even take it back to Flin Flon and be like,
yeah, look, you're in the motherland.
Yeah, at least get you a free trip at least once.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to go back to its roots.
Yeah, fair enough. So this is you recorded this album about a year ago, but have you have new songs that you've been working on?
Oh, yeah, a ton. So I've been just working on the new tunes for the next album and been getting ready to go into pre-production. So as soon as I'm home from tour, going to go back in the studio, do pre-pro, and then start recording.
Okay.
Getting her done.
So the songs you're playing on your shows and stuff, are you playing some of the new ones?
Yeah. So I'm playing a lot more old school, alt country, kind of indie folk, but very much old kind of country style stuff, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's going a bit more in the vein of that direction.
Yeah. What made you decide to do it, or just something that you were...
It's kind of always been in my heart, that genre. Like, that's been what I grew up with, and that's what I love to play the most. And it's funny, because, like, the album is pretty much a rock album, but then there's a secret song we added at the end. So once the album plays out, after, like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or something of dead air, this country song kicks in of just me and a guitar, just a live take we did once. And didn't really think much about it, right? Just didn't even list it on the tracks. And then after the album came out, about a month after that, the head of CBC got in touch with me, and he's like, I've got your album, and I really like it, and I want to promote it to the stations, like, nationally. He's like, but there's a song that you don't have listed on there, and that's the song that's my favorite. And I was like, really? Like, that's so weird. Like, we weren't anticipating that. It's just, that was just added on, almost like, I don't want to say as a joke, but, like,
right.
Just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll just throw this on for fun. It'll be weird, and okay, whatever. And then that's the song that they ended up playing the most, so... It's what I do the easiest. It's what comes the most naturally. Like, that's
right,
kind of
right.
That's my shtick. But I kind of, so it's just funny how life works out. And anyway, so now I'm kind of allowing myself to go more in that direction, which is kind of where my heart's been the whole time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Going back to sort of like the head of CBC.
Yeah.
Like the guy that picks the songs, or just the actual...
Yeah. Yeah.
He just, okay, that's awesome.
At first, I thought it was a prank. Like, I read the email, like, 5 times, and I googled his name, and then was, like, doing a bunch. I was like, am I being pranked here?
Because, like, oh, how did he, so you said you gave it to the stage, like, he just happened to, because I just assumed that they don't probably listen to every single
record. I was really surprised. Like, I think I might have given one into the Vancouver office or something,
right.
And then, I don't know, and then I definitely didn't send anything out there, and then it was weird. I got the email, like, probably about a month after it was released.
Oh.
He's like, it's on my desk right now. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And he's like, we really like it. It's a really rocking album. He's like, but what I want to talk to you the most about is that song. He's like, because that's more what we see, like, you as Dick, based on the cover of the album. And he's like, I just feel like that seems the most in line with, like, who. Oh. It was weird, yeah. So it was a pleasant surprise. So
right.
they really helped me. CBC's been awesome. Like, they've been really good about helping me get my start. And just playing me in different parts of the country. So, yeah, I'm going to talk to them tomorrow morning in Victoria, which we get to do an interview and some stuff with them there.
Right.
And, and then
we'll
see what happens.
You get to practice here.
Exactly.
And make all your mistakes and stuff.
Get out all my jitters.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the easy stuff. It feels like just talking. I can talk and talk and talk. But, so it'll be good, though. So I'm looking forward to that. And just, like, putting some faces to the names. They've been digging the record. And so just nice to... Nice to feel that, like, support, even though it's, like, you go to somewhere different, but when you feel that support nationally, I don't know, it's really, something, feels like a big family somehow, you know?
No, that's awesome. No, it's good. No, I mean, and congratulations on getting the email, actually. That's super awesome. I actually didn't know that that happened.
Thanks, yeah.
That's fantastic.
A little bit of Joyce Allen trivia there.
No, that's awesome. And also, you were talking about, you like talking, but what do you think about chatting between songs and stuff while you were playing a set and stuff? Like, do you get to do that more on the train, say, compared to maybe playing a show, just because maybe it's a bit more intimate?
Right. Yeah, I get to tell some more stories, and I get to sort of make it a little bit more kind of like old school, in the sense that I can, like, really give a background to a song and really get people going, and, you know, I can really draw them in with, like, a bit of that, just, like, you know, sharing experiences and stories. And though I do find, even when I'm doing the live shows, like, in town or whatever, especially if you're performing solo, it's really important to build a connection with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to let them know you and be, you know what I mean, opening yourself up
absolutely.
To them. And that makes all the difference, because you can play, but, you know, you have to kind of, it goes two ways, right? So I really love, I never pre-plan anything, but the weirdest stuff flies out of my mouth when I'm up
right.
there.
Which is good.
Yeah, and it ends up being half a comedy show usually and half, like, a sad country tear in my beer show. But it, I don't know, I can never predict what's going to be said, but I think that's better. And then it just kind of, it's authentic then.
Do you remember some of the weirdest things you've said? Off the wall or off a tangent, I guess. Before you even get started, but sometimes it's the best part, because I mean, it's nice to say, oh, this song is about this, this, and this.
But that's kind of boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one really cares about that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'd often go off about, like, weird stories about just, like, bizarre experiences in my life and, like, creeps. Like, just tell stories about creeps.
Or things that happened during the day is usually really good, I find.
Yeah.
You know, guess what happened to me, like, while I was buying a sandwich or something?
Yeah. Stuff, weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, people dig that. And sometimes I would just like comment on funny things along the way. Like when I was in Toronto, the whole Rob Ford scandal was like at its peak. Yeah. So I was talking about that a lot and people like thought it was pretty funny and just commenting.
That's probably getting a cheer right away immediately.
Oh,
you said Rob Ford.
Yeah. And then like sometimes I talk a little bit of a smack about the Maple Leafs and, you know, just like test the waters there. Are these guys going to hate me for that or am I like in safe territory? And then sometimes you make some mistakes in other cities and then you know, you can like say little things and get threatened to get beaten up and things like that. But you know, that is just par for the course.
Right, right. No, cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it's important to to get the crowd in and
the stories are important. Or just like just the mindless
just so people know.
So they know you.
Yeah. Just so they know you, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been it's been an important part. But I like that part too.
Right. No, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you find that you do better in like daytime or nighttime when doing kind of crazy chatter? Just like depends on the day. Like when you're exhausted.
Usually when I'm exhausted, the best stuff will come out.
Yeah.
Because you're not even thinking.
Exhausted and drunk.
Exhausted and usually like caffeinated. But that's usually when the crazy, like this, tour is pretty exhausting. Like it's exhilarating, but it's also exhausting. And so just you never know what's going to come out. But yeah. Right.
Well, when your last year, by the time when you're done, almost close to being done, were you kind of glad that it was almost done, or were you looking for it?
It was a mixture. Like, I really just wanted my own bed and a bathtub,
right.
You know, but I miss people back home. Like, I've got, like, people that are very dear to me back home. Hi, Sierra. Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Sophia. Hi, Shane. So I definitely have people that, you know, I missed a lot, but... you know, my family and stuff. But at the same time, like once I got home, I got pneumonia, sort of like borderline pneumonia when I got home. So I needed to rest for a bit. But then I was like kind of starting to get itchy to head back on the road again. So yeah, it's time to get going.
Yeah. You got pneumonia. Yeah. You were saying that you didn't get checked out until you got back and
I was like, it's getting worse and worse, but I'm sure it'll run its course. And then it got worse. And then a family member had like a mild intervention with me and was like, you're going to the doctor now.
You got to be careful this time.
I know.
Some of that stuff, measles, is through the interior.
Oh, okay. I got to watch it. Yeah, I know. I have to. I got to take my vitamins. I got to hydrate. Got to sleep well. Got to mind my P's and Q's. Yeah. No funny business. No malarkey. Yeah. I'm going to be well behaved.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you should. You want, should I play another song off the
record? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. What should I do? What should I do?
What do we have left here? Why don't we do...
Still got time.
Okay.
A little bit.
Let's do Never Enough.
Okay. How did it get to the... Oh, wait, right. Perfect. All right. Here we have, once again, Joyce Island on CITR 101.9 FM.
Never enough.
Do you want to support female-identified musicians in Vancouver? Love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Then join Girls Rock Camp for their second annual Cover Me fundraiser. 10 local female artists will cover their favorite female musicians at the Russian Hall on April 5th. All ages are welcome, and all proceeds will help low-income kids attend Girls Rock Camp. For more information, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
On Friday, April 4th, the Dum Dum Girls and special guest Blouse are coming to the Biltmore Cabaret on tour to support their latest release, Too True. Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, High Life, and Zulu Records or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, check out timbreconcerts.com.
All right, you are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. I am joined in the studio by Lisa Joyce from the band Joyce Island. A couple things, you just heard two PSAs. There's a show, Dum Dum Girls, is it tomorrow? April 4th, that's tomorrow. Dum Dum Girl and Blouse playing tomorrow night. I saw both of those bands when I was in Austin for South by Southwest, and they were very good. So I would go check, I suggest if you like music, go check them out. And there's another ad for the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser, which is on April the 5th, which is the Saturday. Check that out too. And you were just telling me, Lisa, that you helped out, or you taught at Girls Rock Camp last year.
Yeah.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it was a hoot.
Was it the first time you've... Oops. The mic needs to be on.
There we go. Yeah, no, it was a blast. Yeah, I taught the lead singers at the last rock camp last summer, and I was a band coach as well.
Oh, nice. So what's sometimes the best things about the Girls Rock Camp is the names of the bands.
Yeah, our band was High Maintenance.
Nice.
But there was the Mutant Ninja Cows.
I mean, yeah.
And, oh man, there were so many. But yeah, High Maintenance was the group that I was mentoring.
How old were they?
They were like 13, 14.
Okay.
Nice. Or maybe 14, 15. No, 13, 14. Yeah, and they just killed it. Like, we had the showcase at the Rio, and I was like a proud, like, soccer mom-esque person just freaking out in the front while they just, like, knocked it out of the park. It was amazing.
Were they fun to manage? Because they're kind of a bit older then. Because some of the, you know, you get the little... like 5-6 years old, it seems like.
They're running rampant.
Yeah.
In a great
crazy.
Way.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. But then to me, I'm thinking that 13, 14 is almost at the point where they kind of like...
They're stoked and they want to talk about, they want to sing about, they want to have a message in their song. And they're usually, like my group sang about bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So song was called This Is My Life. And they're like about not taking it anymore and just kind of... It was awesome. Like, it just, you watched it, you heard them, and you get goosebumps. They were amazing. Awesome. They're like my favorite band.
Nice. Awesome. Hi, mate. So what does coaching or involve? I guess you're just telling them what to do and just like you guys do.
Well, in the mornings, like we would teach the singers. So everyone had a different instrument. So then like the drummers would go off and teach the drummers. And then I was working with all the vocalists. So because I teach voice anyway. So I was teaching them like some technique stuff, and a lot of it was like microphones dance and like power poses and just like how to be a singer and just stuff like that, and letting them do kind of, it was pretty self-directed. Like, I wasn't, you know, intense about it in the sense like, you better do this and that. Like, I just basically, the point was just to let them kind of discover who they are as singers, and whatever that looked like was kind of the objective, just so that they could feel comfortable coming into their own as vocalists. And then the same was true of the band coaching. Like, we just basically were there to facilitate and help. Like, we would change guitar strings if they needed changing, or like if they needed, you know, help with whatever. We were just kind of like, that's kind of like their roadie, and help them out and whatever. And just made, help facilitate. But it was very much like their thing. So we never interfered in like, you know, oh, you should make this song like that. Like, no, we just totally wanted them to do it really self-guided. As a group, like, and it worked out really, really well. So it was just, more facilitation.
That's awesome, I've been to a few of the performances, obviously I haven't, everyone I've talked to that ever were involved in it loves doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And how can you not be? And
it was
a really
amazing.
Positive thing, it sounds like,
Yeah, I did it the summer before in New York as well, for Willie May School of Rock, which is like sort of one of the bigger ones throughout the country, and it was incredible. Same vibe, same deal, a lot of the same people, like, so yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
awesome. Are you gonna do it again at some point?
I would like to do it again. I just don't know about where I'll be in summer. I'll probably maybe on the road again, but if I can, if I'm in town, I'm there, because it was a blast.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was a hoot. Yeah. I really felt like I learned probably, I got more out of it than the kids did. Honestly, I came home on like a high every day. It was just
I feel like, feel-good experience. I feel like a lot of, the biggest thing for the people that got involved is like they seem to be so energized by it. Like basically they restore faith in
humanity.
In humanity kind of thing.
Yeah, it was such an incredibly feel-good event. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss the girls. They were just amazing. And yeah, they were the inspiring ones, you know? I learned a lot from them and their enthusiasm and their perspective and just the courage it took them to just even be like, I want to try this and just like go for it, you know?
Yeah.
They haven't been jaded or hardened or whatever, so.
Yeah, well, it's quite a process to even get into the program, because I think there's a lot of people that want to be in.
For sure, and the girls that were there, like, they really wanted to be there, which is just amazing, so.
Yeah, oh, awesome. Yeah, I'm glad it totally worked out for you.
Thank you.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what should we do? Should I play another song, or do you want to talk a bit more about other things? Or?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm good either way.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Why don't we play one more song?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and wrap it up.
That sounds good.
On everything.
Maybe we'll rock out to a heavier one for the for the parting one. Number two, World Full of Pain.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
This is from your album. It's a self-titled, right?
It Joyce is,
Island. Yeah, Joyce Island. A song called World Full of Pain. This is 101.9 FM. Oh, we're just talking about how small world Canada is. And it is. Yeah, like, do you, on your last tour, did you ever ran into people that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I was at a Sadie show in Toronto, and I saw Ron Sexsmith hanging out there.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. And I got to see him. And, like, you just, like, I don't know, especially in Toronto, you just see people everywhere. Like, Jason Collett from Broken Social Scene, like, we're all just, there's just every, I don't know, I feel like compared to Vancouver, Toronto, it's just like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everywhere, you know?
I always had, it's not even a good story, but Ron Sexsmith's story is, like, I saw him in Toronto, and he played at the Phoenix or something, which is, like, a huge venue. It's, like, the size of the Commodore, but maybe bigger even. And he was just on the cover of the art section of the Globe and Mail, blah, 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 all that stuff. So next year, I was in South by Southwest, and just lining up for, like, there's a Canadian barbecue, and just people just lining up for stuff. And I was just lining up behind, like, Ron Sexsmith the entire time. Like, not a single person, all these Canadians. Like I waited 20 minutes. Like, I'm like, this is a guy that sold out a place for, like, 3,000 people.
Yeah.
On the Globe and Mail. Like, I was, because there's just so many people in South by Southwest.
Oh, I bet.
It took, yeah, like, I was standing in front of him, and in my mind, I was like, but I was going to say, hey, you know, I saw you, but I don't know. I was too drunk to even bother dealing with it. But, yeah, it took, like, 25 minutes before eventually one guy go, hey, I love your album.
Oh, really?
But I don't know.
Was he cool about it?
Yeah, he was cool about it. Like, and he's super recognizable. It's not even like,
yeah, I know, he's very recognizable.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. It's fine. I just funny that, like, in my mind, he was, you know, I don't know. Anyways, it took forever for anyone to even, the other story in South by was I walked by Thurston Moore. It's one of those things where, like, you walk by someone, like, if I would have spotted him earlier, I would have just said hi to him and stuff, but you walk by, and then it kind of dawned on you what just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, from Sonic Youth, and I was going to turn around. I was like, I don't want to, I can't turn around now and go, like, I don't know, it's awkward. So all these people that I would totally talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I accosted Kim Gordon once backstage at a festival.
Oh, nice.
I was like, I'm in love with you.
And what did she say? She's like, oh,
she was pretty cool about it. We chatted for a bit. She was probably like, leave me alone. But I just had to tell her that I loved her.
Awesome.
It needed to be said.
Have you
throw that out there.
Have you listened much to all the new stuff? They all in different, like, Thurston Moore is in, saw his new band, Chelsea Light Moving. Have you heard much of those?
No, I haven't listened to it, no.
Yeah, they all have,
I listened to, like, the stuff he did with Kurt Vile, like, the last little while, that's what it
is. Right.
For, as far
it's
as
very similar to some of his other stuff, and Kim Gordon is in a different, like, Body Head, I think that's
the name
of the
band.
Yeah. And then the, Ronaldo has his own, and he was just in town. But anyways, how do you feel about the breakup?
I don't know. Does anyone ever stay broken up anymore, ever?
I don't know.
I feel like breakups never really,
enough.
They never last.
Fair enough. But the band has been around for so long now that, you know, if they a lot of these bands that come back has been broken up in, you know, 20 years, and they come back to reunite, right?
Yeah.
But Sonic Youth is getting...
They just never broke up, so
yeah.
It's like,
it's
who
getting
knows?
On it age now. Yeah, so, I mean, if they were to reunite, they'll be in the mid-60s in 20
yeah.
years.
They're like 75.
Yeah, I know, so
we're getting back together.
Yeah, so...
I don't know, I mean, I think I think they've definitely had their time, and, I mean, I think they're amazing no matter what they do and what projects they're involved in, but... Yeah, I guess I feel like if they feel like that's the right thing to do, then that's cool. I just feel glad that I got to see them a bunch of times over the years, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess,
absolutely.
You know, certain things run their course, and that's cool, but I predicted that's probably not the end. That's just my thoughts.
Right, fair. It didn't end so well, though, such a thing, I don't know.
So maybe.
We'll
but
see.
Then
but,
so
but,
many
then, but same with, yeah, same with all the other bands.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, same with all the other bands. Fair enough.
The Eagles.
Fair enough. Is there any current bands and people that you like or anything that caught your eye, or just been pretty focused on your own stuff?
Like, in as far as local bands go?
Local bands or just general or in the music sphere?
What have I been listening to lately? As far as local bands go, I've got a friend's band. The bass player who plays with Joyce Island a lot, his other band is called The Real Ponchos.
Okay.
And so they're pretty cool. I just saw them with Rich Hope a couple weeks ago at the Biltmore for the Sweetheart of the Rodeo thingy. So that was cool. So I've been really digging that. I was trying to line up some tour dates with them because we're both on the road similar times, but it's not entirely going to line up. Like, they're about a week and a half out from me. So we tried. But we might do like a show in Victoria when we were both back in town, because some of them live in Victoria and some of them live here. So, or we might do like a tour wrap-up show together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've been listening to them a lot. It's like super kind of same vibe as my stuff, pretty countrified.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they're just really fun. They're just like the kind of band you can't help but watch. And yeah, so that was a great night, and Rich Hope was great, as always. I've known Rich for years, and he's a good guy.
He's been around for...
Forever. No, yeah, he's good. And so, yeah, just like as far as locals, they're kind of like my new faves. And outside of that, what have I been listening to? Oh, I like been listening to the new Quilt record.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
You play with them.
I did, yeah. I opened for them in February, which was awesome.
Right.
I'm such a fan of their band.
I've heard the record, and I did like it. And they were actually one of those bands that I thought I was going to go see in South By, and just... Again, I couldn't get around to it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're so unbelievable live. Like, and really nice people. And so, yeah, they're good peeps. And I couldn't believe how tight they were. Like, they really, like, give you your money's worth, you know?
Right.
So it was an honor to play with them. But that, I'm, like, really digging the new record, so.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right. I think we are close to wrapping this interview. Or actually, I guess we are actually going to wrap this up. after this, I am going to play a rebroadcast of when Ellen Forrester played live on the show pretty much just 3 weeks ago. So it's fresh in my mind, and might as well bring it back out to be fresh in your mind. So that's happening very shortly. I'm going to play that for you after I let you know also that the copyright experiment is coming up at 11 o'clock. They will be here to, I don't know, to entertain you for an hour. And then after that is Pierre's show, Oral Tentacles. Stick around for that. Joyce Island, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And how do people get a hold of you? There's websites, I'm sure.
There are. You can go to joyceisland.ca, joyceisland.com.
.com.
Got them both, baby.
Yeah.
Don't anyone try to make Joyce Island number two. It's not going to happen. Got the monopoly on it. And yeah, and so I keep all my shows and radio stuff, appearances and stuff on there. And yeah, just the usual Twitter, Facebook. Yeah.
And if they want your record, they can get it at your show.
They can, get it at the show. They can get it through iTunes, CD Baby, Bandcamp, and in some record shops.
Yeah. And you're playing next Wednesday at the Biltmore.
Wednesday at the Biltmore, April 9th, yeah.
And do you know what time about?
I'm on about 9:15.
Yeah, so yeah. Go check
it's
out.
An earlier show.
Yeah, get there early and enjoy the music. I think that is it for us. Have fun on your tour. Have fun on the train.
Thank you. I'll send you guys a postcard from Moncton.
Okay, awesome. I can only help. Yeah. And write a song about train. I call it Choo Choo something.
For sure. Deal. Done.
Does it go Choo Choo?
It can. It was more of a...
Right. So, at least it does that. Okay, fantastic. My faith in humanity has not been lost. All right. Very shortly, I'm going to play the Ellen Forrester when he was in town. He's still in town. When he was in the studio a couple weeks ago. But before that, here is... a really, really nice PSA about Music Ways, because submission is due this weekend, and you can only submit. I don't know how to finish a sentence. I was going to say you can only not apply. You can, yeah. Anyways, college radio. That's how it goes. Apply to Music Ways. That's what I want to say. I was going to say it in a more sarcastic, funny way, but that didn't work out. So here you go. This is Music Ways submissions PSA, and then Ellen Forrester as he was here 2 weeks ago.
What do the world's largest milkshake, scented crayons, and one of Vancouver's longest-running independent music festivals have in common? How about 2 decades of existence? That's right. From June 5th to 8th, Music Waste will celebrate its 20th birthday and wants you to join the party. If you, your best friend, your grandma, or your grandma's cat make music, we want to hear it. Head over to musicwaste.ca and submit your band by April 5th at
midnight.
You only need a couple of songs, then just make the rest up as you go. Music Waste. You could do worse. Thank you.
All my friends are songs with words that no one has ever said. Quiet and a calm.